Ladies and gentlemen, what a crowd in Chillicothe. This looks like Romney country to me. Listen, it's a great crowd, and I know why you're here. You're here because you're worried about your families, about our communities, about our country under President Barack Obama. Folks, do you agree with me? We cannot afford 4 more years of Barack Obama. Look what's happening. We've got higher unemployment. We've got lower economic growth. We've got higher energy prices. We've got lower take-home pay. Folks, it's not working, is it?
No!
President Obama's asked for re-election by saying, my economic policies are working. Do you agree with that?
No!
He said that if he was elected, he would cut the deficit in half. They've just given us another $1 trillion deficit. First time in the history of our country, this administration, 4 in a row. Is it working?
No!
He said he'd get the unemployment down to under 5.6% today if we pass that $1 trillion stimulus package. It's 50% higher. Ohio families are not getting ahead because of this administration, because of their policies. Is it working?
No!
We've got a governor here in Ohio who understands what needs to be done. He's a guy. He's a guy that understands that it's government's job to balance budgets, and he did it here in the state of Ohio. And he did it without raising taxes. In fact, he cut some taxes to make Ohio a better place to create a job. Isn't that what we need in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Folks, I give you, the governor of the state of Ohio, Washington ought to listen to what he's doing. Even with that headwind coming from Washington, he's making progress. What he needs is a partner in Washington, D.C., in Mitt Romney. Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of the state of Ohio, John Kasich.
You know Ohio's coming back, don't you? We're alive again. Well, you know, when I came in, we were $8 billion in the hole, and we had 89 cents in the rainy day fund, and today we're balanced, and we have $500 million in the rainy day fund. You know? We had lost 400,000 jobs over the last 4 years, and now we're up 111,300 families are better off, and they're working, because we followed the principles and the policies that we know makes America great. But every month I have to wait for the news from Washington where they're over-regulating and overtaxing and getting in our lives and not allowing us to have the kind of freedom that allows us to realize our hopes and dreams and our God-given destiny. And I've got to tell you, I don't want the wind in my face or the face of Ohioans. I want the wind at our back because I want to do better and I want more prosperity, and Mitt Romney will do it for us. You know, there's a lot of similarity between the campaign I ran and the campaign that Mitt Romney's in right now. And I want you to think about this. In the campaign I ran, they spent all their time smearing me. In the campaign being run against Mitt Romney today, they're smearing him. Every day, another distortion, another fabrication, and another personal attack. And you know why they do it? And you know why they do it? Because they've got nothing to sell. They think they can get elected. They think they can get elected by pulling him down, not talking about their record. You know what I don't understand? How can you run for office when all you want to do is attack the other guy? We should be talking about their record. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? You're here tonight because you worry about your children. We are not going to move America forward through a series of attacks and fabrications and viciousness. We're going to move America forward by dealing with the issues. I'm for Mitt Romney for a bunch of different reasons. First of all, he was a businessman. And they want to say that it's something wrong with the fact that he was a businessman. Isn't it time we had a businessman rather than a community organizer who knows how to create jobs? When Mitt Romney was the governor, he inherited billions in deficits and left with billions of surpluses. They had lost thousands in jobs, and Mitt Romney created 40,000 jobs in Taxachusetts, and that's not easy over in that state, and he's proven he can lead. We just had a great 2 weeks watching the Olympics. Well, here in America, Mitt Romney used pure leadership to save the Olympics in Utah. He raised everybody's game and delivered one of the most successful Olympic Games in modern history. And he did it through leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just politics or party business. It's about where America is going. And I want to tell you, whether it's a family man, a businessman, a governor, or a natural leader, we need somebody to raise the bar to restore the hope and the greatness, the entrepreneurship, and the energy of America, and bring us together. The next president of the United States, Mitt Romney.
It's good to be back in the Buckeye State, and it's a privilege to be here with two of my great friends, your great Governor John Kasich and your outstanding Senator Rob Portman. Governor Kasich is doing a great job here in Ohio despite the headwinds that are coming from Washington, and as President, I can't wait to work with Senator Portman to turn those Obama headwinds into the pro-job policies that will help working families all across Ohio. We'll get the job done. Now, I come here tonight to wrap up our five-state bus tour to towns across America, big and small. The trip, as you may have known, I think underscores just how important this election is and why we need to change the direction the country's headed in. And we also need to change the current occupant of the White House. We started out on the decks of a battleship in Norfolk, where arbitrary and reckless defense cuts threaten our national security and threaten 150,000 defense-related jobs. From there, it was on to North Carolina, through towns that have lost thousands and thousands of manufacturing jobs. And yesterday, we were in Florida, where families are still struggling under the Obama economy. The people I met on this tour and the thousands of Americans I visited in break rooms and lunch rooms and schools and gymnasiums and on factory floors, they're worried about their children, they're worried about their jobs, their mortgages, and their future. And they're right to be worried. All across the country, I've met people who are hurting. Some who've lost their jobs, others who are now working two jobs just to get by. Some people have fallen out of the middle class and now they're struggling to get back in, to get back where they started. The cost of living keeps going up and they're living paycheck to paycheck. They're tired of being tired. And tonight, I'd like to say to each of them, you have not been forgotten. We will not leave you behind. This is America. We are Americans. It does not have to be this way. And we'll make sure America is right for all of our people. Now, as Rob said, unemployment's been above 8% for 42 straight months. We will put Americans back to work. Half of our recent college graduates can't find a job or a job that matches their skills. We will get good jobs for our kids. They deserve them. Nearly one in six Americans are living in poverty today. This is a disgrace we will end. And you know this. President Obama has amassed $5 trillion of debt, nearly as much public debt held by the public as all other presidents combined. We will end this moral failure and finally get a balanced budget in this country. After 4 years, it's clear that President Obama's policies aren't fixing the problems. They're making them worse. And that's why Ohio will lead the way by electing a new president on November 6th. For the first time, most Americans believe that our best days are behind us. This is an election in which we should be talking about the path ahead. But you don't hear any answers coming from President Obama's re-election campaign. That's because he's intellectually exhausted, out of ideas, and out of energy. And so his campaign has resorted to diversions and distractions, to demagoguing and defaming others. It's an old game in politics. What's different this year is that the president is taking things to a new low. It wasn't supposed to be this way. His was the campaign of hope and change. He was the candidate who was going to bring a new era to American politics. In 2008, candidate Obama said this, quote, "If you don't have any fresh ideas, then you use stale tactics to scare voters." He also said this, "If you don't have a record to run on, then you paint your opponent as someone people should run from." And then he said this, "You make a big election about small things." That was candidate Obama describing the strategy that is now the heart of his campaign. His campaign and his surrogates have made wild and reckless accusations that disgrace the office of the presidency. Another outrageous charge just came a few hours ago in Virginia, and the White House sinks a little bit lower. This is what an angry and desperate presidency looks like. President Obama knows better, promised better, and America deserves better. Over the last 4 years, this president has pushed Republicans and Democrats about as far apart as they can go. And now he and his allies are pushing us all even further apart by dividing us into groups. He demonizes some, he panders to others. His campaign strategy is to smash America apart and then try to cobble together 51% of the pieces. If an American president wins that way, we would all lose. But he won't win that way. America is one nation under God. American history has been a story of the many becoming one, uniting to preserve liberty, uniting to build the greatest economy in the history of the earth, uniting to save the world from unspeakable darkness. Everywhere I go in America, there are monuments that list those who have given their lives for liberty. There's no mention of their race, their party affiliation, or what they did for a living. They lived and died under a single flag, fighting for a single purpose. They pledged allegiance to the United States of America. So, Mr. President, take your campaign of division and anger and hate back to Chicago, and let us get about rebuilding and reuniting America. This is an election about restoring the promise of America. It's a choice between two visions for our nation's future. It's about the challenges America faces. It's about a better tomorrow and a better future. We don't need more excuses. We don't need more blame. We don't need more small-minded attacks. What we really need is a new president. The voters of America deserve an honest debate. That's what Paul Ryan and I will give them. Paul and I have a positive agenda that will lead to economic growth, to widespread and shared prosperity that will improve the lives of our fellow citizens. Our plan for a stronger middle class will get America back to work and get our country back on track. We're offering solutions that are bold, specific, and achievable. We are committed to helping create 12 million new jobs and to bring better take-home pay to middle-class families across this country. Five things. Our plan has five steps. Don't forget that. Five steps first. Energy independence. We'll achieve North American energy independence by 2020. We will take full advantage of our oil, our gas, our coal, our renewables, and our nuclear power. Look, abundant, inexpensive domestic energy will not only create energy jobs, it'll bring back manufacturing jobs. That's number one. Number two, we've got to give our workers and our kids the skills they need to succeed. Look, our nation can't continue to fail in public education. For too long, we've let the agenda of the union bosses steer the agenda of our schools. It's time to put our kids and their parents and their teachers first and the union bosses behind. First energy, then skills, then three, trade must work for us. We're the world's most productive nation. Trade creates jobs and raises take-home pay. We have to open doors in places like Latin America for American trade, where there's a growing middle class. But when a nation cheats like China cheats, we must make sure that there are clear and compelling consequences. Politicians in both parties have been promising for years, but they have failed to do. And that is, we will cut spending, shrink deficits, and put America on track to have a balanced budget. And fifth, number five, we're going to champion small business. You see, unlike President Obama, I won't raise taxes on small business. And I'll make sure... we want to make sure the regulators protect the public, but they got to stop killing our jobs. And I'm going to remove the crippling uncertainty that's preventing businesses from hiring, and that begins by replacing and repealing Obamacare. Look, Obamacare is bad for jobs, you know that. It's also bad for seniors. Do you know that if the president is reelected, he will succeed in raiding $716 billion from Medicare, from the trust fund you have been paying into all your lives? $716 billion to pay for Obamacare. He is taking your money to finance his risky and unproven takeover of the healthcare system. He's putting Medicare at greater risk. He's putting healthcare at greater risk. He's putting your jobs at greater risk. We will not let Obamacare happen. Look, if we focus on these five areas, energy, getting the skills we need, expanding trade and cracking down on those that cheat, getting us to a balanced budget and championing small business, America's economy is going to come roaring back to life. I'm optimistic about the future. Good times will come back in ways that are going to surprise you. We're going to finally see a comeback for America's middle class. This is what this campaign has to be about. Now, my plan is based on proven principles. They're going to produce real results. I know. I spent 25 years in business. I know what it takes for the private sector to create jobs. Jobs go away. I know what it takes to bring jobs back and what we have to do to make America the best place in the world for entrepreneurs and innovators and job creators of all kinds. My five-point plan will bring more jobs and more take-home pay for middle-class Americans. We're going to get the job done. Now, people ask me, by the way, why I think the president's policies have been such a disappointment. I just don't think President Obama understands what it is that drives the American economy. America runs on freedom. Free men, free women pursuing their dreams, working hard to build a better future for their families. That's what propels our economy. When an American succeeds, when she wins a promotion, when he creates a new business, it's that individual, that American that has earned it, that has built it. Government does not build our businesses. Our people do. And by the way, for our liberal friends to understand, the American people also build the government. We pay for the government with our taxes. We choose who will lead us with our votes. Do you want a president who believes that your rights come from God and not from government? Do you want a president who honors your right to pursue happiness as you choose, not as government commands? Do you want a president who will work every day to bring us together, not to tear us apart? Do you want a president who will celebrate success, not attack it? Do you want a president who will never, ever apologize for the greatest nation on earth? With your support, I will be that president. We're 84 days away from the start of a better future that we deserve. We need new leadership and new ideas and a new approach, because 4 years of failure, well, that's enough. Paul Ryan and I believe in America, and we believe in you. In this election, we're offering Americans a clear and honest choice. Every single day, we're going to do our part, and we need you to do yours. I commit to you that I will be the president that this moment demands. I'll work to strengthen our families, to rebuild our economy, and to keep our military second to none in the world. Our military is essential for the peace of the planet. And by the way, I'd like to ask you to commit, like never before, over the next 84 days. This election may come down to just one more vote. I ask you to find that vote. Ask one more person to join our campaign. Ask one more person to join us who supported President Obama 4 years ago and didn't get the change they deserved and they were promised. One more vote can make the difference in Ohio, and Ohio is going to make the difference in providing a new president of the United States of America. Thank you so very much. God bless America, and God bless the great state of Ohio. Thank you.